2 album, which is nice. Oh, I love music.
I don't know if I talk to you about that a lot
while you were around, but I think that's the thing that keeps me sane half the time. By the way, there's a trash can up here on the corner of our block. There's a Hispanic dude that has a car garage and has fancy cars, and he's all into the whole automotive thing. Well, anyway, there was this big, huge fucking Bronco the other day that plowed over one of these trash cans, and it got stuck underneath his car, and he was calling one of his buddies to get it out. Well, anyways, he finally got it out, and the bottom of that thing is blown to bits. So the person that came home to get that trash can had a rude awakening after work. Ooh, there's a pink house down there. But yeah, man, music. You know, I remember when we were growing up, I should have talked to you, but I think we did talk about music and, you know, kind of jabber-jawed about it. Man, I remember all of those albums in that one box. And I think that was about the extent of our music collection. I think about that from the time to time with these kids, you know, the amount of music that they get to listen to and I expose them to. But, yeah, I had to, you know, the perennials with you is the Sinatra and the Neil Diamond and all that good stuff, which I can't take for too long. In fact, Sinatra, I'll tell you what, it's been fun to talk about. Maybe we did. Ocean's 11, I've been trying to get that fired up on the queue, and I want to take a look at that. It should be good times. But those guys, those Rat Pack guys, man, those guys were the originators of cool, you know? Good, solid times. Let's see what's going on in the world. Oh, Obama's continuing to do his best to resuscitate this Bush mess. And I'll tell you what, these Republicans, man, you know, they have to be one of the most fucked up lot of people in the world just to sit around and continuing to throw darts at this administration that's trying to clean up the fucking bullshit that Bush created. It just astonishes me, you know. I get to a point half the time where I don't even want to deal with politics or think about it anymore. It's just like, Jesus, man, you guys are just making up shit. It's like a big fictitious bubble ready to pop. But at any rate, I keep having fun with that conversation we had last year in the audio and slapping images and whatnot, Dad. I know you'd love it, you know. It's good to hear your voice again. Real, real good to hear your voice again. And we'll have it for a long, long time, you know. That's all I got today, old man. I hope you enjoy it where you're at. Do some backflips, pal.